Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are Ariana Grande and Sofia Vergara headed to the Big D? Well, child, this tea is steaming.
Also, from Mean Girl to Baby Mama, we got a baby report that will have you smiling from here all the way to Dubai.
And you won't believe what former NFL lineman Russell Okung did for 40 days and 40 nights.
Welcome to Jinx Nation!
And look here, honey, and who the cat dragged in, honey. Back to work, our baby, sister! Jesse, woo woo!
Did you miss me?
We did! Yeah.
Y'all, after Dusty whining all across the globe, child, I am back and I'm ready to dish, so let's get into it, y'all.
Okay.
Well, Ariana Grande and her ponytail are out here singing Thank You Next to her husband of 2 years, Dalton Gomez. Mm. So, according to some sources, Ariana called it quits with Dalton way back in January and are headed back out in them streets. Mm-hmm. Now, Ariana and Dalton reportedly tried to reconcile, but the streets kept calling, and now the couple is allegedly taking a trip down to divorce court. Mm. And do y'all want to know how everybody knows that this is real? Huh. Ariana was seen without her seven rings this past weekend at Wimbledon with her hair down, chilling, and enjoying the game. Child.
Yeah. Whoa. She out here like Shang-Chi before he got the rings.
Yeah. Two things real quick. Hollywood relationship age and dog years. So 2 years is kind of a long time. But the second thing is, like, look who Pete moved on to. Like, he moved on to Kim Kardashian. Like, Ariana Grande had to find somebody.
Yeah, but look at him now. Like, he's moving on from chick to chick to chick. They might as well, what if they all came back together, one together?
Like a whole, like, you know, no, super family?
No, I'm just, like, what if him and Ariana got back together?
Who, Pete?
Yeah.
They were only together for, like, a couple
months,
though.
I was going to say, it felt more like a smashing relationship.
Oh,
that's what I was saying.
Okay.
And she probably fell for him, and so she had to move on with the dude. And now she done moved on.
I think
now
they broke up before they started showing reruns of that season of SNL.
Good
they weren't together, like, a whole,
good
like, 12
night.
Months.
Yeah.
Well, baby, I don't know what's in the Hollywood air, but another big celebrity couple y'all have called it quit.
Who? Oh.
Y'all Modern Family star Sofia Vergara and her husband Joe Manganiello. How come I can't never talk
that
about
that? That was
great.
You
I said it right.
You did it.
Joe Manganiello and they announced.
Well, you left the N out. You called Manganiello like he with Trump.
Not
okay, but anyway, her and the man of God, y'all, they are divorcing after 7 years of marriage.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh,
the couple said in a joint statement, as two people that love and care for one another very much, we politely ask and respect for our privacy at this time as we navigate this new phase of our lives.
Wow.
That was so Hollywood.
Yes.
Now, their news of their separation comes shortly after Sofia was spotted celebrating her 51st birthday with her friends in Italy, but her husband and her wedding ring were nowhere in sight. And get this, y'all.
What?
According to some sources, Sofia and Joe have been growing apart for a while now.
Ooh.
No.
My
God. Birdman hand rub right now.
Baby.
Because, you know, because for everybody who wanted Selma Hayek and you just know it's not going to happen
because
no way she's ever going to divorce that multi-million dollar man she's with right now.
Yeah.
Yo, this is a great, like, plan B option.
Yeah.
This is, like, the only couple that could break up in Hollywood and I feel like everyone's happy because you either are attracted to Sofia Vergara, or you're attracted to Joe Manganiello.
Yeah. Which one would you prefer?
Oh, Sofia Vergara, come on. I would be the state. Listen, Sofia, I will give you the Modern Family that you have always been talking about.
that's right.
Period, Tanner. Stay focused.
Well, moving on, honey. It's time for a
Dish Baby Report.
Now, looks like, honey, Miss Lindsay Lohan went, honey, from mean girl to a mom. Oh. Yes, baby. Lindsay gave birth to a bouncing baby boy named Luar, which is Arabic, honey, and means shield or protect. So Lindsay gave birth, honey, in Dubai where she and hubby Bader live.
Ain't that cute?
Love it. Aww. I like it.
Yes.
You know, I'm glad she tamed it down. Because you remember, like, Lindsay used to be super duper wild out here in these streets, always getting arrested, always in and out some sort of program. Mm-hmm. So for her to finally get it together, settle down, and have a baby, good for her.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, but I mean, she could be a good mom. It kind of reminds me of a Mommy Dearest.
Who?
Lindsay.
Why you say that?
Because she was wild. And, you know, didn't she say no more hangers?
No more wire hangers. Yeah. You know, it just goes to show you, too, like, when Lindsay was in L.A., like, things weren't going good. She wound up in trouble consistently. She moved to Dubai and changed her life.
Yeah, because they don't play that over there.
They don't.
Okay?
You cannot play them type of games in Dubai.
They don't even have cocaine over there, I heard. Mm-hmm. All right, well, moving on. You know, I'm curious on how long y'all can hold out on a water-only fast before you start tweaking. Wilding out here, right?
3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes since you already called it. Well, former NFL lineman Russell Okung channeled the energy of the Messiah and fasted on nothing but water for 40 days. Now, if you need some perspective, now Russell used to be 300 pounds. He's built like Grimace out here. He was playing ball and he was transitioning out of the NFL and he realized he needed some clarity to lose some weight. So he went on his first all-water fast earlier this year and lost 100 pounds and then he did it again a second time and dropped more than 50 pounds.
Wow.
And for the first time in 40 days, he had a cup of juice and he was overjoyed.
My goodness.
Now, could y'all be like Russell and only drink nothing but water for 40 days?
No.
If I drank water like that, I wouldn't be able to laugh.
Why is
really?
Because you pee yourself?
Because it would just come out.
I did. They called this the, wasn't the Tom Hanks diet? Didn't he do that for that?
Castaway?
Yeah, the Castaway diet. Then
I thought
Beyonce
it was a lemonade diet, though.
Yeah, then Beyonce did it for Dreamgirls.
We all did it, Chad.
Yeah. Yeah. I would do it as a part of a challenge. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, anything I ever do and I ever succeed at is because someone said I couldn't do it. And I had somebody to go against.
We used to do water diets, me and some of my friends.
Really? What was the reason? Just to do it?
To clean out.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye. What is it called? What's the name of it, Gary?
Ooh, the clean out diet.
Well, we're gonna move on that one. Well, after twerking around the world and throwing that thing in the circle in celebration of their birthday, we finally get to wish our baby sister, Jessie Wu, a happy birthday, y'all.
Oh, we love happy birthday.
Oh, we were a long time. Now, Jessie, we saw you on this cruise boat with this sugar zombie and what's going on? Tell us about your day.
I landed me two sugar daddies. The second one, it wasn't really confirmed because his wife was there. So we couldn't
hear. Oh, wait a minute.
But the first one, he told me he was married but very unhappy. He gave me his number. He told me to come visit him in Los Angeles.
You know that they say that, right? They say
that. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm married but I'm very unhappy. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't break up marriages. He's like, but I do.
Did he swipe on that?
He didn't swipe on nothing.
Then we don't believe him.
Exactly.
Well, niece, honey, we bought our Kansas, honey. Now, your birthday was July the 6th. So, do you have our little nephew, little true legend, Harris Dupart? You know, he was born on the same day with you.
That made me so emotional. That made me so emotional. I cannot wait to, I'm getting emotional now. That was just so crazy for her to have the baby on my birthday. So I cannot wait to meet our little nephew.
Yeah.
My nephew twin.
She held it in as long as she possibly could. Yeah. Waited to the stroke of midnight. It was like, all right, this one's for you, Jessie.
July 6th, yes. Mm-hmm. But I have a whole lot of advice for Brad, because the baby is a Cancer baby.
Yes.
We are very, very outspoken.
Yes, we are.
Very emotional.
Yes.
But very artistic. So I feel like she's going to have a really, really good balance of a son.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I wish
and
she
outside,
had him on my
day. Y'all Cancers are outside.
Oh, yeah, we be outside. Okay. And we love water, too. So
we sure do, honey. We crabby.
Crabby.
Yeah.
Outside.
And I really, really hope that True's first words are woo, woo, woo.
All right, y'all, coming up, BB Rexha can't catch a break when it comes to her face. Wait until you see this right after the break.
My God.
To her face. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
And we're back with more Dish.
Hey.
Woo, child, Bebe Rexha is going through it. So last month, she was hit in the face with a phone. Y'all remember that, right?
Yes.
And now she's been hit with some hurtful comments, and it seems they were made by her very own boyfriend.
Oh, no.
So without any explanation, Bebe shared and then deleted a text message she received that appears to be from her boyfriend of 3 years, Keyon Safiari. He said that because she asked, he was being honest with her and told her that her face was changing.
What?
Now, HK, you want to tell us what the rest of the text message said?
You gained 35 pounds. Should I just pretend it didn't happen and that's it? Okay, come on. I gained 3 pounds. You call me a chub and fat. If you're trying to find reasons to break up, this makes sense. Mm. But it's not the real reason. Mm. See? Y'all want the truth till we give it to you.
Wow. So, girl, for somebody who's always talking about, like, having difficulty with her body image and people making comments, why are you calling your boyfriend chubby and fat? Like, girl, it's not, the continents are not meeting right now.
It's no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
Yeah. So, what's going on with that?
If you gain 30-something pounds, your face might look different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't tell it to somebody.
That's what I'm saying. He got her together. I'm sorry.
Nothing in his text message is that insane.
No.
It begins with, you asked.
I know you lying.
No, he begins with him saying,
I never said you weren't beautiful.
Right.
So I want to see what she texted him first.
Yeah.
I want to see that. People got to stop coming to the internet with their relationship problems.
You should have said.
We don't care.
You should have said, your bigger face gives me more of you to kiss.
Oh.
Well, we got to move on. We gotta move on right now, guys. All right, despite all of that, love isn't dead because ABC just revealed the older man looking for love on The Golden Bachelor. Mm. This is The Bachelor for old folks. I've been waiting for this for years.
Oh.
He's a 71-year-old retired restaurateur by the name of Gary Turner. He's a doting father and grandfather. His daughters encouraged him to apply for the show, and apparently he's looking for someone age appropriate because his dating pool will be women 65 and older, and he says that he wants someone with high energy who plays pickleball or golf.
This is a hell of a rebound.
Yeah.
This is gonna be the thing that saves the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I wanna see women in their 60s getting their cheeks clapped in the, what you call it, what's the Bachelor
thing? The fantasy suite?
The fantasy suite. Oh. I wanna see all that.
I'm with you on that.
I wanna see 60s and I wanna see AARP cheeks being clapped.
The factory is closed for most of these women, so they could just shoot the club up. Viagra-related heart attacks may be through the roof on this series.
But this needs to set an example for these younger ones that's coming after this show because we still don't know how to act. So these older people are showing an example about how love is supposed to be and not being married for a week, Tamar.
I ain't married for a week, I mean, child.
Why are you going at Tamar so damn hard?
You always go at me, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay.
Maybe, are you salty because they picked the wrong Gary?
Yeah.
I don't want to say nothing.
That's what it's
like, let's just say if you had an audition video to do to be on the next Golden Bachelor, how would you say yourself?
Well, I'm nice, single, ready to mingle, and if you're available, I'm available.
He said he
looking for someone with high energy who plays pickleball or golf.
Right.
So, like, what would be the activities?
He's looking for somebody to play with his pickles.
Oh, well, I'm looking for the ball part. But anyway, I'm here.
Okay. Well, up next, Waka Flocka is looking for a new flame, but she better not have any red flags. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
So, as some of you may have heard, our good brother Waka Flocka is single after he and Tammy Rivera announced the end of their 8-year marriage last year. Mm-hmm. Well, this has Waka back in these streets single, and apparently he is not feeling it. He recently posted a meme to IG that read, "To be honest, getting back into dating is wild. One red flag and I'm ghosting you." And he added a caption that read, "My patience is limited for various reasons and I've been through way too much to settle." He even tagged his mama and said, "Please stop sending me your potential daughter-in-laws. They crazy." But get this, y'all. Social media instantly called him out by saying he's the red flag. One user even commented that, "Did he forget his cheating was the reason why his marriage ended?"
Okay.
How you doing? So, y'all, is this giving the pot calling the kettle black or nah?
Yeah. It's giving. You still got work to do, and you don't need to be out here dating anyway, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's what it's giving. The thing that ended his marriage, that was like probably like a year ago.
Yeah, but you still, like,
are you the same person you were a year ago?
After being married for 8 years, how long do you need to take off before you get back out?
Eight. It took you eight to be married. It needs to take you eight to be single.
I disagree. You kind of gotta get back out there. Like, you know, you know what you did wrong. Yeah. You know what didn't make the relationship work. Mm. Now go out there with a new game plan and make it better.
A couple months.
I think it varies from person to person. Some people get out of a relationship and they need a year to go on retreats, get their life together. And some people is like, you know what? Okay, I know what I did wrong. Let me redo this because I don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
Because like guys will die if they don't have a woman in their life to make sure they stay on top of the things that they need to stay on top
of. Then they won't have that problem.
Exactly. And, you know.
It's part of the learning process. This man out here doing EDM festival. Them drugs are different and them fans is aggressive.
Yeah. You seen how they dress at EDM festivals?
What is EDM?
It's
electronic dance music.
Oh, y'all said that in unison.
Okay, choir.
All right, y'all, we need to move on. Mm-hmm. So moving on, it's time for...
This Scene is Coming!
Ooh, y'all, that's right. This one is juicy and good. I do! Videography shared this video where one potential groom was ready to marry his beautiful bride-to-be. But when it came to the bride agreeing to obey her future husband, she was not having it.
To love.
Cherish.
And to obey.
Okay. We didn't talk about that one in counseling.
We did talk about that in counseling.
Yeah.
What you think about that? What y'all
First
think
of
about
all,
that?
Who is this Kevin Samuels-ass pastor? Like, I have never heard obey in wedding vows.
Oh,
I've heard
really?
To cherish, to love, six
and
to
obey.
And
yeah.
It says obey?
Yeah, it's definitely in there.
There's definitely heard obey at some pink weddings.
Obey?
Yeah.
Not to be confused with old bay.
Yeah.
Very different. I don't necessarily need, like, first off, I support her. This is, like, hilarious moment. And if they didn't go over that in counseling, she doesn't have to agree to that in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily want a woman who obeys me.
Yeah,
like, that's not interesting.
Yeah.
But if you got unlimited coins, I will obey you.
Well, yeah.
If you got unlimited coins, but if your coins limited, you will not be obeyed.
You're going to bunt like a dog.
That's right.
You're going to hop on one leg.
Tamar, were you obedient in your marriage?
No, baby.
Stay down.
All right, up next, guess which comedian and A-list actor admits to bringing her therapist with her on dates? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Oh. Woo-hoo! Okay, Tiffany Haddish has made a shocking revelation during her interview with Jason Lee. She revealed that in the midst of her journey looking for a new man, after splitting from Common last year, she admitted to bringing her therapist with her everywhere, including family functions, parties, and she admitted to bringing him on a few dates with her, and the therapist would sit down with them and assess if this man was right for her or not. Guys.
Girl.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
It's giving you're not ready to date, sis.
Well, it's giving I'm tired, okay? I'm tired of meeting the wrong person.
Just know I haven't done therapy. I've got nothing against therapy.
Well, you
I just
should.
Like how
okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, everybody should. Yes,
never
I'm aware.
Had therapy?
Okay, listen. No, I haven't.
You gotta go. You that's why you haven't met her yet.
Tanner. You have to do therapy.
I cracked the case, friend.
I'm surprised, Tanner.
I always think about doing therapy, but it's always like after 10 p.m. when all the therapy places are closed. And when I wake up the next day, I never think about it.
Really?
And right now, y'all bringing it up, and I think it would be a good idea, but I'm at work right now. I got to wait to take it off.
Are me and HK the only two people on this stage who have not gone to therapy?
HK is a Sag. Sag go to therapy and therapize a therapist, okay? So it don't work. It never works for Sag.
That is true.
Okay?
I'm just surprised that you're telling me you're a European man, honey. You ain't going to therapy?
I know, right?
It's not in the European. I don't know. I don't know how it works for men. Like, I don't know, like, a lot of men who go to therapy.
Well, come sit on my couch, and I'll tell you later.
Just bring two belts.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.